good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, morning, afternoon, and welcome to Hutton Orbital Radio.
Live from Studio 5, this is your weekly news roundup.
In tonight's show, we have the news,
some music,
the hot pit update from our systems,
Commander Wotherspoon's Galnet Digest,
Commander Flossie, and the latest on the community goals,
and an awful lot of banter.
That's true indeed.
But first,
the news. We won the war!
Hutton expands somewhere we didn't even know existed.
Our friends the Vikings finally reach Valhalla.
Racers in the Octopus Cup prepare.
More GIMP for Hutton.
The Hutton Mining Corporation sets sail.
The Super Sumo Big Beta Blowout postponed by the Dawn. First tonight, we won our pointless war in Lumen 16. We avoided one in Wolf 359. The pointless war was so pointless that we didn't bother fighting it. We weren't going to win anything, nor lose anything. We just wanted it over and done with. So we ignored it and instead spent our time bolstering our other systems. It worked. Confused, our enemies forgot to attack us, and as a result, we beat them by default. Phew. This is a message to all Hutton truckers from Alvin. Do not put us in any more wars. We are sick of war. In his own language, this was spoken as arf, with a little ow, and possibly a grrr. More from the Hot Pit team later, but the standing orders for all truckers are to support our weakest systems and not our strongest, and to pay attention to the spy team, as they are paying attention to everything, so we don't have to.
Further to the previous item, we also expanded somewhere we didn't mean to, nor was it a location that we either desired, had noticed, or even prepared for. So, similarly in line with the last war, we're ignoring it, steadfastly refusing to do anything at all. Alvin may indeed decide to recall his expansion team for a telling off, and instead tell them we want somewhere exciting, like Sol, or Barnard's Star, or Haghole. For those that would like to know where this mysterious place is that we're not doing anything in, then we really shouldn't tell you, so then you can't go and do the thing that you're not supposed to do, and we can't end up in war in Kappa One Seti. Bugger.
Racers throughout the known universe are preparing for this weekend's top table racing event, the Octopus Cup. Assembling in fully modified Type 9s, 7s and 6s, racers will be hauling their trucking arses around a course that is shaped a little bit like an octopus. And a little bit like a piece of household ironmongery, which, as luck would have it, looks just like the trophies on offer as well. There are angry locals, there are canyon walls, there are other ships, so if you'd want to take part or spectate, get to Inovik A2A, that's Inovik A2A, tomorrow evening at 2000 hours UTC. That's 2100 hours in BST. That is also 300 hours in GPST. Get streaming, get racing, get spectating, get into TeamSpeak comms, and cheer on your favorite racers. That, of course, is teamspeak.laveradio.com, and you can join us in there. Okay.
Great news from our colleagues and Cecil's bosom buddies, the Galactic Vikings, this evening. They have finally, after centuries of searching, discovered Valhalla, or at least a reasonable approximation of it. Declaring themselves feudalists and, like us, independent of galactic superpowers, the Galactic Vikings have built their very first hall at Van Halen, 112 light-years from Hutton Orbital. An established extraction and refinery location, with a population of 25,000 souls, they have welcomed their new masters with glee, a little trepidation, and much drinking. Congratulations to our friends, and we have a message this evening that, having arrived, they have already started their first in-system war. There will be axe throwing at lunchtime, followed by pillaging by tea, and a little bit of alcohol over supper, which is likely to be roast meat of some sort, washed down by more alcohol and fighting. Anyone wishing to help our friends, put on your best horny helm, pick up some weapons, and bash anyone who isn't sporting a magnificent beard. For those worried, we have confirmed that the ladies in their team will all put on fake ones, so we know which side they're on. More from the Vikings later.
For those who are missing their gimp, we don't mean Simon. We mean the Galactic Intrepid Mug
Profiterole.
So close, and yet so far. We don't mean Simon. That was worth repeating. We mean the Galactic Intrepid Mug Proliferation Project that sent so many Hutton mugs out into the void this time last year. We have news that this winter season we are having GIMP, the return. Part 2. More GIMP than you can shake your stick at. Yes, we're GIMPing it up big time. There are special prizes, new locations to bring mugs to, and more special prizes. Did we mention the prizes? If you want to get your GIMP on and... You can't say that. If you want to get your GIMP on and help Hutton truck some trucking mugs around the Hutton Trucking Galaxy in a race, you've deliberately written this like a tongue twister, you mother brother. If you want to get your GIMP on and help Hutton truck some trucking mugs around the Hutton Trucking Galaxy in a race, then keep your eyes peeled for details over this next week.
This Sunday, anyone longing for those rare-to-find mind materials, anyone wanting to bash rocks for an evening for the joy of it, anyone who loves looking at lovely limpets flying along, anyone who wishes for snow but only ever sees it on their radar, join the Hutton Mining Corporation on Sunday night for a bit of rock-chewing fun. Dlekar is the location. Details are on the Facebook diary and very soon to be on other things like websites and Twitter and forums. Oh God, I forgot those.
And finally, in a not entirely unexpected move, Rudolph, didn't you wager Buck Arsnot that this would happen?
Yeah, I did indeed, and I won the shirt off his back and a nice matching tea set.
Ooh, wow. Anyway, back to the point. Don Antonacci has refused to fight on the 15th of this month in the Super Sumo Big Beta Blowout, the Big Cowardly Chicken, and has instead unilaterally decided to surrender and give us his system for free. I may have made that up. But he has unilaterally decided. It'd be great if what we said became fact, wouldn't it? It should be. We're that important. So give us your system for free, Don. You said so in our quote. Let's try that again. Don Antonacci has refused to fight on the 15th of this month in the Super Sumo Big Beta Blowout and has instead unilaterally decided to host the fight at Ngalkin Civilian Outpost the week after. Ngalkin is of course spelt N-G-A-L-K-I-N. Tabloid reports are circulating around Alvin's domain that allegedly he is only called the Don as his first name is Donald, and that he made his millions not in piracy, but in a combination of shady property deals and tax evasion in the Wolf 359 system. By astonishing coincidence, these news reports are stating that there may well be a forthcoming election in the Wolf 359 system, which so-called Donald Antonacci is trying to win. His manifesto pledge? To build a wall to keep out the Hutton truckers. We won't even mention the octopus thing this weekend. Of course, these are all scurrilous rumours, as are the ones that his hair is a wig, or that his tan is fake, or that anything about his behaviour whilst judging the Miss Lovely Sidewinder competition a few years ago, they're all false, like the blonde wig. Whatever the case, we're taking his system off him, and we are going to kick his Camorra backside from here to Sag A and back again, using nothing more than a few Type 9s armed with taipans. And on that sensational and probably slightly deflammatory note, ladies and gentle truckers,
that was the news.
This is Hutton.
He's Dick Chafing.
I'm not Rudolph Hucker. That's you.
And coming up soon,
there's more. So stay tuned.